When you come up above ground from the St. Paul metro stop in the Marais in central Paris, you come across a kiosk. It's on a pedestrian street shared by buses that go by every once in a while. Green, it looks like it could be a newsstand, but upon closer inspection, there are no magazines. There's some plants, some cute wallpaper, and behind the counter, cubby holes filled with papers and various objects. People stop by and check it out. Is it a store? An information kiosk? Written across the top is Lulu dans ma rue, Lulu in my street. And Louis, the man behind the counter, explains to the curious that he's there to help them out with anything. He's a concierge for people in the neighborhood. You have an odd job that needs to be done, he'll find you someone, a Lulu, to do it. Speaking to a woman who's asked for house cleaning help, he tells her he can find someone to clean her windows. All the services cost 15 euros an hour in 10-minute increments.
We have handyman, we have house cleaning, pet sitting. Very simple things that we always would love somebody to have it done, such as carrying boxes, setting up a piece of furniture, this kind of services.
Charles-Edouard Vincent is the founder and director of Lulu dans ma rue. Lulu is a nickname, male or female, for Ludovic, Lucille, Lucien. It's meant to evoke someone you might ask for help in the neighborhood, because people in a city like Paris ask less than they used to, and there are fewer people around able and willing to do these tasks.
We are in a society where we have automated so many things. We have destroyed hundreds, thousands of very simple jobs, which used to make people feel useful.
These little jobs, tasks even, which need little or no skill to do, are often not even considered jobs.
All these unclassifiable tasks, such as carrying boxes, giving the keys to the delivery man. If I go to the unemployment agency, I'm not sure I will find this kind of skills.
Je m'appelle Annie.
Annie has been living in this neighborhood her whole life. She remembers when she was younger that when you needed help bringing a sofa up the stairs or fixing a piece of furniture, you'd ask around.
On descendait chez la crémière, chez l'épicière, au café.
You'd go down to the dairy or the corner store or the café and ask if someone would do this or that, she says, smoking a cigarette in the courtyard of her building, just a 5-minute walk from the kiosk.
Attendez, madame, je connais monsieur un tel.
They'd say, one moment, ma'am, I know of someone. That doesn't exist anymore and hasn't for 25 years, she says. In her building, someone takes out the garbage and cleans the hallways, but cares for several buildings in the neighborhood and doesn't really have time to do odd jobs.
Vous voyez que j'ai plus 20 ans?
I'm no longer 20 years old, she says. You need help as you get older. That's why she was intrigued by the kiosk. She met Hamid there, and they hit it off.
J'ai dit, est-ce que vous savez faire un peu d'électricité?
I asked if he could do electrical work, she says. Hamid has been at her apartment for a few hours, rewiring her bathroom and fixing some bits of furniture.
Je suis polyvalent, donc,
I'm a jack of all trades, he says. He can repair things, but he can also iron or water plants. Before stopping by Annie's building today, he delivered an envelope for someone in the neighborhood to a location across town.
Ça m'a pris trois quarts d'heure, et puis voilà,
it took me 45 minutes, he says, and the client was very happy. Hamid was unemployed for 3 years when he discovered Lulu dans ma rue. There's been a lot of demand since then.
C'est devenu mon nouveau métier.
It's become my new job, he says, and he likes that he gets to know people in his neighborhood. He didn't know any before.
Mais aujourd'hui, on se connaît.
Now we know each other, he says.
The ambition of Lulu is how we make sure that our society get to live together and get to know each other.
Charles-Edouard Vincent believes that getting people like Annie and Hamid to know each other in a neighborhood will address a problem that's very close to his heart. Homelessness.
When you're in a society which is driven by you need to consume, what is important is your personal development, are you happy in life, what is important is yourself, what happens to the person next to you, it's her business. And actually homelessness is one consequence of that, is a society which is more and more selfish, driven by process, results, marketing.
Vincent has been dealing with homelessness for 10 years when he quit his high-tech job to start working for Emmaüs, a French homelessness charity. It's the kind of story you might only find in a book, a businessman turned benefactor, but he did it.
I just wanted to make sure that the day I will be retired, I don't regret to have spent so many years working so hard with so much pressure for something which is not meaningful to me.
Homelessness became his meaning.
I don't understand how a society, I would almost say a civilization like ours, which creates so much wealth, accept to have people living with nothing. Once you have said that, what do you do? So I just said, okay, let's try to create economical activity so that homeless people can get a job.
He worked to create Emmaüs Défi, a thrift store in northern Paris that employs homeless people, hiring people that other employers would shy away from.
You cannot hire a homeless person right away. There are too many things that need to be addressed before somebody can be fully employable, I would say. If you have spent years homeless, you have lost your skills. You tend to have developed also some kind of unsociability. And there is a time during which we need to get used to work in a collectivity with structure, with hierarchy. An employer needs to have somebody reliable, with regularity.
But he says with help, people can re-enter the workforce, though they need a lot of support.
To really get out of the street, get out of homelessness, you need more than a shelter. You need to have people who can trust you again, who can help you get your own money, get your self-esteem back.
Self-esteem is key. At Emmaüs Défi, Vincent helped homeless people regain lost skills. Lulu dans ma rue is a different project. It's a business. But at the root, it has a similar goal of making people feel useful.
Somebody who feels useless is a very, very sad person.
Feeling useless means people stop trying, which is exactly what a country like France, with a growing unemployment, would like to avoid. Now, the people working for Lulu dans ma rue are not homeless, and only a handful are formerly homeless. Most are retired people, business people who have free time, students looking for extra cash. And it's a business. The organization takes a 15% cut of any job to pay for its operating costs, which includes the salaries of 8 employees, including the 3 people who man the kiosk, taking in requests and farming out the jobs to the Lulus. The organization vets the Lulus, ensuring that they really can do what they say they can do, and it sets them up as micro-businesses, helping them with paperwork and the insurance. Many of these jobs, if they were done before, were paid under the table.
There is a lot of people doing this kind of job, but on the black market, because actually there is not much alternative to black market for very small and simple and quick task.
And there is a clear need for these simple tasks. Charles-Edouard Vincent says people also get a lot out of doing them.
I try to reinvent all these little jobs that make people feel useful. My conviction is that nobody has no skills. Everybody knows how to do something. And I want to make sure that we are able to have everybody express their ability, their skills, their talent.
Back at the kiosk, Delphine has come to ask for help with her computer. Her email account's been hacked, and she needs help getting back in. The concierge on duty immediately thinks to call one of their Lulus, who does computer help, though he's not answering the phone. Delphine is a client, but she's also a Lulu. I give French lessons to middle and high school students, she says. This is a career change. She worked in the corporate world before, but was laid off. She decided to switch to teaching. She started teaching under the table, but when she discovered Lulu dans ma rue, she saw them as a way to make her business legitimate. They became the intermediary to help her set up her small business. They accepted to take me under their wing, which is great, she says, because she doesn't have enough clients to go out on her own. Discovering the kiosk right across the street from her apartment was exactly the push she needed.
I'm not going to change the curve of unemployment in France, of course. But at least, at my level, I try to recreate activity and jobs that can be accessible to anyone, make simple missions, simple tasks, done in a legal way, easily accessible to anyone.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.